Starting with the injuries, guys, we've got Demaryius Thomas. Had a sore thigh tonight. He didn't finish the first half. Zach Kerr has got a sore knee. Will Parks got a hip pointer. He'll be fine. And Paxton Lynch got a bruised shoulder. Questions?
Man, so you have to evaluate any of those guys tomorrow, particularly Paxton?
Yeah, Paxton and Zach Kerr and Will Parks probably will have MRIs tomorrow, you know, just to confirm what we think it is today.
What did you make of Trevor's night? You kind of started off a little struggling, but came back.
I thought Trevor was solid, you know, outside of the, you know, of the interception. He was solid. You know, again, you know, we had some good drives going that stalled with penalties, that stalled with the lack of converting third down. So, overall, I was pleased with the offense, just watching the overall structure and operation of it. But, again, penalties and third downs, we got to fix those issues.
Vance, I know you've kept Jamal Charles kind of in the bubble wrap. What did you think of him today, what he was able to do?
I thought Jamal was impressive. I mean, he hadn't played football in almost a year and a half, you know, so to take the contact to find the to find open space the way he did, caught the ball well, his protections were good. So I was impressed with Jamal. You know, I was hoping he looked like that tonight, so I was pleased.
Yeah, Vance, just to kind of clarify everything that's out there, you are planning on Jamal's good to go for the Chargers.
For the Chargers? You mean in 2 weeks? Yeah, I hope so. Absolutely.
Vance, can you kind of explain what happened there with Tlaib and Todd Davis on the field? And
I'm not sure what happened, but it's football. It's two veteran players, and they were sorting it out a little bit, you know. So I'm not sure how he got started, but you know, we don't want that, obviously. But you know, they fixed it. We'll move on from it.
Vance, it sounds like Paxton's injury is fairly minor. Any thoughts on your quarterback depth now with Lynch a little bit banged up?
No, you know, it's a minor injury, you know, as we know, you know, of now. So moving forward, if it's something different, you know, we can discuss that. But right now, nothing's changed. Trevor's one and Paxton's two.
What did you think of the defense, how it played against Aaron Rodgers and the Packers?
I thought the defense was solid, stopping the run. Again, third downs early on, I wasn't pleased. But overall, you know, to hold the team to what we held them to, and I think they were 2 of 11 on third downs, you know, at the end there. So I was pleased with the defense performance.
Yeah, Vance, just talk about what Jamal Charles brings to your offense. We haven't seen that type of element to the offense in a bunch of years.
Well, Jamal brings a speed element, you know, that we haven't had in a long time. You know, third downs, catching the ball out of the backfield. I mean, he's an explosive receiver. I mean, he's a guy that can make a big play at any moment. So that's a nice player to have on your offense, you know, along with CJ and Book and all those guys. So it's going to be a, you know, 4 or 5 man backfield that's going to be special, in my opinion.
Vance, I know it was just a small sample size, but what did you think of Von Miller? He got, you know, got the 11 yard sack.
Yeah, he had 2 third down rushes and 1 sack, so it was pretty special.
Yeah, did you say Paxson's wasn't all that serious, you didn't think, or?
Right. The x-rays were negative, you know, but, you know, we're going to get an MRI tomorrow to kind of confirm what we saw tonight.
Okay.
But the initial x-rays were negative, you know, for any bone issues.
Okay, and then I was just wondering about Kyle Sloter. He continues to impress. Where does he stand with you as of today?
He stands where he's standing. He's our third right now. No, he played well again, and I've been impressed with Kyle. I mean, he's been really solid through camp and through the 3 games we've played. But he stands where he stands.
Could he play the whole game Thursday then? If Paxton?
Well, we decide that if Paxton can't go, you know, he probably play the whole game on Thursday. If Paxton can go, he'll play a half, and Kyle will probably play a half.
Coach Shelby Harris with a few sacks tonight. Yeah. What are your impressions of him, not just tonight, but the entire preseason?
Shelby's been solid, you know, from OTAs to training camp to the last 3 games. I mean, he's played really well. He had 2 turnovers last week in San Fran and 2 sacks tonight. So Shelby is an ascending player right now.
Anything else for the coach? Okay.
Thank you, guys.